Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed heart. Where secrets reveal themselves, journeys lead to knowledge, and passion lights the way.
Hey everybody, welcome to ntprt.org, our podcast. This is episode 13, and I want to talk to people about our forums a little bit and just see where the conversation goes, see where we end up. On our message boards, we have some new posts. One of the posts that we have talks about, do spirits impersonate people we trust? I've looked for this on the internet. I couldn't really find anything. I've looked in some of my books. I can't really find anything there of spirits coming back to actually impersonate people that we trust, unless it's a demonic force coming in, you know, trying to trick us. I have read that, and I've heard of that, so I don't know if that's what she's experienced or not. So if you get onto our forums, why don't you get on and see if we can't help her out and post some of our beliefs. Now, we've all heard of when someone's possessed. We're not talking a possession here, you know, where the spirits come in and actually possess someone. We're talking about a spirit who has actually taken the personification of a person and made themselves appear to be as that person that we have trusted, somebody that we like, that we would let in. It's a pretty scary thought, if you ask me. So let's give her some feedback, and let's see what else we have on our forums. Here we go with the same old thing with orbs. What do you think? Orbs again. Everyone keeps saying orbs. You can't really trust them. You don't really know what they are. Some can be bugs, dust, or junk. This is true. This is very true. But we all know that when we're out hunting, we can't always get a full-figured ghost. We don't always get a shadow. We don't always get something that they get on the TV. We get orbs. So we know the orbs are real and the orbs are true. That's one thing that we have, one conflict that we have within our own group too, is do we publish the pictures with orbs? Do we not publish the pictures with orbs? And so we sit around and we do discuss that, and we do kind of a quibble a little bit. I say post them. Why not? Other members say, no, we can't really post them. You don't really know what they are. We have different filters that we put our pictures through, and it kind of helps discriminate. So you can get rid of the dust. You can get rid of the bugs. And we're very, very, very strict on our pictures. So when we post something that we say is an orb, then just know that it's gone through all of our filters. It's gone through all the little negatives that we can put it through so that we can definitely tell, yes, what we have is an orb. It is what we would call 99.9% of an orb. When we go into a place to do an investigation, we always do what I like to call the dust test. We have somebody stand there and jump up and down, and the cameras are there so that we can see what it looks like on camera on the DVR. Then we have someone take a picture of it. And once you take a picture of it, you can see what the dust looks like. And on the DVR, you can see the dust. So you know if you're dealing with a really dusty environment or not a dusty environment. Now, bugs. We had a lot of bugs at our Fort Richardson job. There were a ton of bugs, but it was outside. So when we got what we thought were orbs outside, we pretty much dismissed all of those, even if we put them through the filter, because we knew the environment had a lot of bugs. So you really have to look at your environment whenever you are out hunting. You have to see, is it a dusty environment? Is there a lot of clutter, a lot of junk lying around? And are you indoors or are you outdoors? So really look at some of that before you qualify something as an orb or disqualify something as an orb. come to our forums and leave us feedback on that. I have that posted up under orbs again. So if you think you would like to post, go to www.ntprt.org and go to our forums. And yes, that is my bird that you can hear slightly screaming at me. I am talking and he is very attention hungry. All right, so what else do we have up on our forums for us? We have a new section called What is Your Favorite Ghost Movie? Your favorite ghost movie can be anything that deals with the supernatural, ghosts, scary, anything like that. I put up there Queen of the Damned, Sixth Sense, The Others, The Amityville Horror, Ghost Ship, which scared the bejesus out of me, any of the Poltergeist movies. Yeah, I know. Cut me some slack. I still like the Poltergeist movies, and they still scare me. 13 Ghosts. 13 Ghosts scared me, too. And you wonder why I'm a ghost hunter, too, maybe. I get scared by some of these movies. But, golly, Hollywood sure is good. My own daughter put up there. She likes, of course, Sixth Sense, The Others, some of the Poltergeist movies. She says it's really hard to pick which ones. She put up an independent film called Boo. The visual effects were pretty crappy, but the movie was pretty good. Stay Alive was pretty good. I have to agree with her there, too. Stay Alive was really pretty good. Mark put up there for his White Noise, Event Horizon, and I cannot believe that he put Ghostbusters. He put Ghostbusters up there. My daughter agreed with him, too. Ghostbusters it was. So a lot of people, I think, some of the people who did post up there that they liked, that they put up their different movies that they liked, The Others was one movie that I think everybody had in common. That was really such a very good movie. There's some new movies coming out in the theater that are pretty scary. So come on to our forums and leave us a little feedback on your scary story, your scary movie that you really like. What else is on our forums? We have a Twitter. You can follow us on Twitter. We are NTPRT on Twitter. And go on and add us. We post it when we're on a ghost hunt. We post up there what we're doing, when we're at one, and that kind of thing. Let's see. We have a couple of jobs posted up here. We're about to post some more that we've had recently. We'll post some of that. Other than that, I put up here too busy for words because we have been very, very, very busy individually. That's a lot of the group members. That's why it's taken so long for a podcast to come out. As you noticed, I'm one of the ones that does the podcast, but I also have three other podcasts that I do. So NTPRT, whenever we don't have a really good subject topic to do, it kind of gets put on the back burner, which that will definitely change. I'm going to start making some of the other members do some podcasts with me. They don't really know it yet, and they're going to be so excited, I'm sure. I'm excited. So send in some ideas that you would like to see for topics. I still am planning on a topic of ITC. I'm a little leery of putting it out there because it is so new, and we are still experiencing a lot of ITC irregularities. We're experimenting with different ways. We've seen some of the ways that they've done it forever. We've changed it up a little bit, and we're doing a little differently. We've been a little successful and a little non-successful, so we're still playing around with it. So if you have any experience with ITC, come on to our forums. I'd love to discuss it with you. We have a live chat every Thursday from 9 to 10:30. Join us for our live chat. I would like to discuss the ITC there with you too. So come on and join us for our live chat every Thursday. And you will find us at www.ntprt.org. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you on Thursdays. Or join us on Twitter. And I look forward to hearing from you on Twitter. If you come to our forums, to our message board, leave feedback, leave anything you want, talk about anything. Let's get some good convo going. All right, so y'all have a good weekend, and if we don't get another podcast out before Thanksgiving. Have a good Thanksgiving, folks. Bye.
Welcome to a world seen through a new set of eyes. Unblinking and mysterious. Where the beautiful and the savage live side by side. Where time pulses to an untamed past. Where secrets reveal themselves, journeys lead to knowledge, and